The proposed Northern Gateway pipeline would give Canadian oil sands developers access to growing markets in Asia. The pipeline would be able to transport up to 525,000 barrels of the bitumen condensate mixture every day to be loaded into supertankers. Bitumen is heavy, thick black oil. In order to pump it out of the ground, it has to be mixed with natural gas condensate, a light hydrocarbon. If the project goes through, every year 220 tankers would travel in and out of Kitimat, British Columbia, carrying condensate to the pipeline and shipping the bitumen mixture away. Once the tankers left Canadian waters, they would cross Dixon Entrance, cutting perpendicularly across the shipping lanes coming to and from Southeast Alaska and Seattle. A new Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation vessel traffic study shows that traffic in that area is already significantly increasing, with more ships coming in and out of Prince Rupert. DEC State On-Scene Coordinator Scott Tiernan says more traffic in that area means more risks.
There's always a risk. When you have two vessels out there going in perpendicular directions, there's always a risk. But you also have a very big ocean, so the risk of coming together is fairly small. But it's one of those things that you call low probability, high consequence type of risk.
The risk of an accident continues as tankers move further along the Great Circle Route to the Bering Sea and the Aleutian Islands, home to fisheries valued at $2.5 billion a year. Leslie Pearson is coordinating the Aleutian Island Risk Assessment. She says that currently about 4,000 vessels of all types travel the Great Circle Route every year, carrying dry goods, oil, fuel, and other cargo. That's more than initially was thought. Traveling through the Aleutians is risky because of the volatile weather and the remoteness. Access to accident prevention equipment, like emergency towing packages and tugboats, is limited. Pearson says some areas pose more risks than others.
The Unimak Pass is essentially one of the pinch points for the Aleutians. That's of an area of concern because there have been other accidents in that area or near misses historically. And the proximity to shoreline is where your risk could, your greater risks occur.
And if accidents in the Aleutians do occur, like the 2004 grounding of the Selandang IU on Unalaska Island, it's hard to clean up after them, especially if it involves a large ship, like a supertanker.
Well, the size can be a real challenge because of the limited salvage capability out in the Aleutians, and as well as the amount of product that they're carrying.
And if that product is over 500,000 barrels of diluted bitumen?
And that type of product is really... Nobody knows a whole lot about. How do you respond to it? Does it sink? Does it float? What are the risks associated with diluted bitumen?
The Aleutian Islands Risk Assessment Team is working to put systems in place to ensure that the people there don't find out. But Karen Wistrin of the Living Oceans Marine Protection Organization says that even if groups could respond quickly to a spill of bitumen mixed with condensate in the Aleutians, they couldn't start immediately containing it.
That condensate is extremely volatile, with the result that after a spill you can expect there to be a vapor cloud around the spill that would prevent human beings from getting near it. It's hydrogen sulfide, which is extremely poisonous, and it's benzene and toluene, which are carcinogens.
And some of the bitumen itself is heavier than water and sinks, coating the ocean floor. Ristern also notes that bitumen is highly acidic and can corrode the tankers. But representatives from Enbridge say shipping bitumen is safe and enough precautions are in place to alleviate fears of a spill. Keith Michel is a naval architect working with Enbridge. He says that international law mandates that all tankers carrying all types of oil must be double-hulled.
And the primary reason for that is the mitigation of the risk of outflow in the case of an accident, a striking vessel or running aground. The probability of penetrating into the oil tanks is greatly reduced by a double-hull tanker.
He also says that the ships have to undergo comprehensive inspections every 5 years and visual inspections every year to check that the walls and tanks of the ship are still thick enough and have minimal corrosion. He adds that new regulations will also require coating the cargo tanks of oil carriers to reduce corrosion there as well. Captain Jerry Aspland, the retired president of ARCO Marine, is also working with Enbridge. He says that the tankers that would transport bitumen from Northern Gateway would pose no more risks than any other ship traveling the Great Circle route.
Tankers run through all waters of the world with all kinds of cargo, and it's no different than what it is today. Bitumen is within the scope of crudes that tankers are able to carry, and they should have no additional concerns about ships carrying this product.
Enbridge would not be responsible for building or maintaining the tankers used to ship the bitumen, nor would they be liable for any accidents should they occur. That would fall to the companies buying the oil. At present, multiple companies have invested in the project with the intent to buy, including Canada's Suncor Energy and China's Sinopec Corporation. The proposed Northern Gateway Pipeline project is currently undergoing public and government review processes in Canada. If it's approved in 2013, shipping could begin in 2017. For KSTK, I'm Ann Hillman.